You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by John Ledford. He is the founder and president of Ledford Wealth Management, an independent comprehensive financial consulting and wealth management firm that primarily serves retired professionals and high net worth pre-retirees, as well as for-profit and non-for-profit companies. John, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
You bet. And likewise, so first of all, as a financial advisor, what exactly do you do and how do you help your clients?
Well, most clients come to me as a result of something happening in their lives. So they're either not achieving something they want to achieve, or they've received something, an inheritance, a sale of a business, a sale of a property. So the first thing I typically do with clients is I sit with them to try and connect them to what their goals might be. In some cases, that's a pretty simple process. In some cases, it's a pretty challenging process. But I try and help them articulate what they really want to accomplish. And then we try and determine what is their present day reality and then put in place a strategic plan to get them from point A to point B and walk with them every step of the way, holding their hand as much as they need and backing off certainly if I don't need to do that.
What made you decide to pursue a career in finance and wealth management?
Well, it happened somewhat by challenging circumstances. My father passed away at a very, very young age. In fact, I was a freshman in high school. And my family went from being middle class to middle lower class almost overnight. And it was that time that I realized that, properly planning one's finances, both for yourself and for your family and those who rely on you, was something that was impacted me significantly. And so I felt a calling to be able to help people potentially avoid what I experienced and what we experienced in my own family. And fortunately, along with that passion, I had a knack for mathematics and an understanding of taxation and legal principles. And so it was a very, very natural fit for me, both in terms of how I was naturally gifted and then what happened in my own life.
Certainly two good fits in that regard. Now, what is some of the fundamental advice you would give to people when they are preparing for retirement?
Well, there's probably two things that I see, mistakes that I see over and over. One is that a lot of people don't have a real good feel for what they actually spend and what their spending may be in retirement. And so we try and steer folks towards some of the great tools that exist out there that would allow them to crystallize what their real spending is. And once they have that, in check and they understand what that is, then the other advice that I typically give is for people to not be too aggressive as they move towards retirement or move into retirement in terms of their investments. One of the mistakes that I see over and over is people don't fully understand what their expenses are going to be. And when they start to crystallize those things and they start to realize that maybe they're behind the eight ball and they haven't saved and planned as properly as maybe they should have, they start to get more aggressive, hoping that they could make up for lost time. Of course, if that works out, it's great for them. But if it doesn't work out, it could be very, very disastrous. And so we counsel people not to pursue that path.
Today, we're joined by John Ledford, the founder and president of Ledford Wealth Management, an independent comprehensive financial consulting and wealth management firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, with so many different financial firms out there, how does your company stand out among the rest of the competition?
Well, that's a great question because, as you know, we have a lot of competition. There are a lot of financial advisors and advisory-type firms. Our secret sauce is really kind of two things. One is that we actually own a part of every investment that our client owns. So we don't recommend to any clients that they invest in anything that I don't own personally or we don't own corporately. And so we're eating our own cooking. And so that's one way in which we stand out is that we don't have proprietary products, someone telling us to use something. We get to use whatever we want to help facilitate our clients' goals. And as I said, we eat our own cooking. And so we know what's going with our clients because we're invested side by side with them in every single thing that we do. The other way in which we stand out is really through amazing service. And I've got just an unbelievable team that works incredibly hard to make sure that we not only meet our clients' needs and expectations, but that they're treated like family, they're cared for, and that we know them well, we know what makes them tick, and we find every opportunity to express to them that we appreciate them as people, not just their business.
And finally, what is the most important financial planning tip you can give to a small business owner or entrepreneur?
You know, there's really two things I would encourage for everyone who meets that criteria, and that's really our client base. And the two things I would recommend is, number one, I would recommend attaching yourself to a great advisor. And so there are so many things that happen to the typical business owner, especially small business owners, entrepreneurs. They can't stay on track and focused on what it is that they're driving towards and try and do all the financial stuff at the same time. It's very, very difficult to wear the CEO and the CFO hat, especially as a business grows. So I recommend finding a great advisor that you know, like, trust, you want to walk through life with, and attaching yourself at the hip so that they can really serve you in a tremendously valuable way. So that would be the first piece of advice. The second piece of advice I would give is find a way to find incremental ways to divest of your business over time. It's very challenging. What I've seen is business owners who are great at running their business, 100% of their assets, their lives, their intellectual capital is wrapped up in their business. And at some point that business is sold. And whether it's sold for $500,000 or $50 million, if they haven't developed the practice of slowly divesting and drawing some assets out of that firm over time, they get into a position where they now have cash, large amounts of cash, for the very first time. Managing that cash is very different than managing that business, and they tend to fail or at least stumble. And so I want my clients to be well educated. I want them to have great experience, and the best way to exercise those muscles as they relate to investment planning is incrementally over time, not all at once, like drinking out of a fire hose.
That is certainly some valuable advice. Certainly appreciate your sharing that. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Ledford Wealth Management online and also to be in contact there?
Absolutely. You can find us online at www.ledfordwealth.com. Our local telephone number is 407-999-8998. Our email into our office is info@ledfordwealth.com. And those are all great ways to get in touch with us.
Well, I certainly appreciate your stopping by, and thanks for lending the advice. He is John Ledford, the founder and president of Ledford Wealth Management, an independent comprehensive financial consulting and wealth management firm that primarily serves retired professionals and high net worth pre-retirees, as well as for-profit and not-for-profit companies. And the website of reference, once again, is ledfordwealth.com. John, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and have a terrific day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.